Good evening. Welcome to the July 12th, rescheduled from July 5th, session of the City of Atlanta's License Review Board. My name is Joy Barnes. I'm the chair of your board, and my fellow board members and our city attorney will introduce themselves, starting at my far right.
Good afternoon. As we begin to celebrate Atlanta's Olympics, Dranell Thomas.
Good evening, Veronica Hoffler. I'm with the Law Department.
Will Lobb.
Priscilla Carter. Good evening.
And again, good evening to all. I'm Detective Miles. Welcome to the July 12, 2016 meeting of the License Review Board. Before we begin, we'd like you to place all your electronic devices in the silent mode so it does not interfere with the recording equipment. In advance, your cooperation is greatly appreciated. The following items on tonight's agenda will not be heard, beginning with item 10, 11, and 12, which are all the application of Masquerade Incorporated, doing business as the Masquerade, Brian McNamara, agent. This license was requested to operate a convention center with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise, along with customer dancing and live entertainment at 1429 Fairmont Avenue. This was a transfer of location, the main facility, the additional facility 1 and 2. Before we begin, the board is going to make a recommendation to approve the consent agenda.
Thank you. Do we have that recommendation, please?
I move
please?
We approve the consent agenda as presented.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. We have a favorable recommendation and a second to move the consent agenda. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Consent agenda is approved.
When your name is called, kindly approach the podium, state your name, your residential address, and the county in which you reside.
Before we do that, please excuse me, Inspector.
Yes, ma'am.
All of those on the consent agenda, you may be excused. Thank you very much.
Yes, again, when your name is called, kindly approach the podium, state your name, your residential address, and the county in which you reside. If you're going to be represented by an attorney, we need the spelling of the last name. With that being said, we'll move to item 6, the application of Placa LLC, doing business as Taverna Placa, Doyle Duke agent. This license requests to operate a restaurant with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 2196 Cheshire Bridge Road. This was a 2016 phase renew. Item 6.
It's Mr. Duke in the house. Let's hold it, see if he gets it.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Item 7, the application of J. Christopher's Buckhead, LLC, doing business as J. Christopher's, Ryan Skates, agent. License request to operate a restaurant with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 10 King Circle. This is a change of ownership. Item 7.
Mr. Skates, let's hold this one as well.
Recall. Moving to item 8, the application of New Jack's Bar, LLC, doing business as New Jack's Bar, Frederick T. Ficklin, agent. This license requests to operate a restaurant, liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise, along with customer dancing and live entertainment at 3050 Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. This is a change of ownership. Item 8.
Good afternoon, board. My name is Frederick Ficklin. My address is 101 Black Oak Court, Stockbridge, Georgia, 30281.
Walter Jordan, the Dogwood Restaurant Consulting Group, 1332 Stone Bay Drive, Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County.
Good evening and welcome, Mr. Jordan, back from South Africa, I'm told. All right. Welcome, Mr. Ficklin.
Thank you.
Mr. Ficklin, it looks as if the fire, health, and building letters are still pending.
Yes.
Oh. He's looking. He's checking. I need his confirmation. Thank you.
That is correct, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And, of course, Mr. Jordan, you know what to do. And Mr. Ficklin attended NPUI and met with unanimous approval. Congratulations. Mr. Ficklin, have you reviewed and understood the city's ordinance which governs your business?
Yes, I have.
Thank you. Do you remember which chapter you read?
Chapter 10.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, any questions for Mr. Ficklin?
When you went before the NPU, Were there any specific recommendations that they made for you besides an approval?
Recommendations?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I can recall any specific recommendations that they made, no.
Could you tell me what you plan to do to be a good neighbor?
Well, I definitely want to join the business association of the neighborhood. Definitely keep my area noise down, business area clean. Just be involved in the community.
Are there any other concerns? Let's have a recommendation, please.
Send a favorable to the mayor's office.
Seconded.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Mr. Jordan, excuse me, Mr. Ficklin and Mr. Jordan, we will forward a favorable recommendation to the mayor.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Item 9. The application of Georgia Beer Garden, LLC, doing business as Georgia Beer Garden, Brandon Lay, agent. This license requests to operate a restaurant with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 420 Edgewood Avenue, Southeast. This is an expired application. Item 9.
Hello, my name is Brandon Lay. I reside at 172 Haines Street Southwest, Unit 204 in Atlanta, 30313.
Good evening, Mr. Lay or
Lai?
Mr. Lai. All right, we'll change that. Thank you. Mr. Lai, the investigator has said that this is an expired application.
Yes, so unfortunately, to be quite frank, we chose the wrong general contractor for the, so our construction period has taken significantly longer than anticipated. However, we're told that we should be ready to start getting our final inspections for the certificate of occupancy within the next week. So we are still ready to move forward. It took longer than that 6 months. Okay. Not what we were expecting.
Understanding with construction. When you appeared before us previously, do you remember our recommendation?
It was approved. It was for approval.
It was recommended for approval. All right. And as you have indicated, your fire, health, and building letters are still pending.
Correct.
And you appeared before NPUM, as in Mary. I'm trying to find the date. Back last year.
Yeah.
9/28/15. Have you revisited with them?
We have not.
Do you think that might be a good idea since it's been a year?
We are more than happy to. We're heavily involved in the neighborhood. We're
great
members of the Old Fourth Ward Business Association. And,
great.
We are happy to if that's the recommendation.
You might as well do
okay.
that. Okay. Thank you. Absolutely. And NPUM certainly met with approval back in September of 2015.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. And have you reviewed and understood the city's ordinance?
Yes, indeed. Chapter 10.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, any questions, concerns?
As I always say, we liked them then and we still like them now.
Okay.
I move we approve it. Send it forward to the mayor.
Do I have a second?
Seconded.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any nays? Mr. Lai, we will forward a favorable recommendation once again to the mayor. Good luck with your contract.
Thank you all very much.
Take
Thank
care.
You.
Item 13. The application of Hop City Incorporated, doing business Hop City, Craig Torres, agent. This license requests to operate a bar with beer and wine consumed on premise at 1000 Marietta Street, Suite 306. Amendment is there's no customer dancing and live entertainment. Item 13.
I am Craig Torres. I reside at 1375 North Amanda Circle in Atlanta, Georgia. DeKalb County, I'm sorry.
Michael Sard, Sard and Leff Attorneys, 3789 Roswell Road, Atlanta, 30342.
Mr. Torres, welcome. Good to see you, Mr. Sard. Mr. Torres, your fire and health letters are pending.
Madam Chair, that's correct.
Thank you. Great. And Mr. Torres appeared before NPE and met with their approval, which is good. And Mr. Torres, have you studied and understood the city's ordinance?
Yes, ma'am. Chapter 10.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, any questions?
Yes. Parking in that area is getting to be a real issue. So how do you plan to handle that?
We're part of a larger live-work-play development, and there is a two-story parking deck, as well as there's about 300 spots that are free to the public, to my customers, shared, of course, among the complex.
Okay, so they won't be required to park on the street?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
And Ms. Thomas, this is an existing space that Mr. Torres has been operating his business in. He's changed some of it so that the space that he's formerly operating is attracted so that he can use this space for the bar. It's a zero parking impact.
What other establishments are near 1000 Marietta?
So in addition to us, ma'am, Five Seasons, the brew pub, is my next-door neighbor. And there's a bike shop, West Side Bikes. They're directly next door to me.
Okay, good. Thank you. And you have explained the parking issue. Thank you. Other concerns?
Recommendation?
Uh-oh. We will wait. That's quite okay. I'm sorry, did you have a recommendation?
Recommendation that we send this application on to the mayor with a favorable.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
We have a favorable recommendation and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Mr. Torres? Mr. Sard? We'll move it forward favorably to the mayor. Thank you. Best of luck.
Moving to item 14. The application of Bell Street Burritos 2 LLC, doing business as Bell Street Burritos, Matt Hinton, agent. Last request to operate a restaurant with beer consumed on premise at 112 Krog Street. This is an old applicant at a new location. Item 14.
Hi, I'm Matt Hinton at 426 Matthewson Place, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310, Fulton County.
Welcome, Mr. Hinton.
Thank you.
What makes you an old applicant?
I don't know.
I don't feel old. How old are you? Don't answer that question.
Under 80.
That means he has another establishment within the city of Atlanta.
Yes, and I'm looking to see you have Exxon. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the NPU report. Please forgive me. What other establishments do you have in the city?
Another Bell Street Burritos.
And where is that located?
At 1816 Peachtree Street.
Okay, very fine.
And I have another one on Edgewood, but that we do not serve beer at the curb market.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. And Mr. Hinton, your fire, health, and building letters are still pending?
Yes, Madam Chair, that's correct.
Great, thank you. And Mr. Hinton attended NPUN as in Nancy and met with their approval. And Mr. Hinton, have you kept the city's ordinance by your side?
Yes, Chapter 10.
Thank you very much.
Next to my bed.
Next to your bed, no doubt. Questions, colleagues?
What makes you a good neighbor?
I let people borrow sugar if they need it. And we keep our noise down and don't make a mess of things. We don't sell to underage people and so forth.
Thank you, Mr. Hinton. Are there other concerns? Recommendation, please.
Recommend that we send the application on to the mayor with a favorable.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Mr. Hinton, we will move a favorable recommendation to the mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 15, the application of ITF LLC, doing business Iron Tribe Fitness, Benjamin Davis, agent. This last request operates a gymnasium at 1409 Howell Mill Road. This is a new applicant at an old location. Item 15.
Hey, good evening. It's Ben Davis. It's 450 Piedmont Avenue, 30308.
Good evening, Mr. Davis. Your fire and building letters are pending.
That's correct.
Thank you. And Iron Tribe Fitness is in the gymnasiums and spas category in the city's
right.
ordinance. Do you chapter remember 30. What chapter?
Yes, ma'am.
Chapter 30? You sure? Okay, I'm just checking. Thank you. Questions, colleagues, for Mr. Davis?
Yes. Your patrons, what do you do to make sure that they have a good experience at your establishment?
We deliver an excellent experience to our athletes by giving them fast fit and very fun program that changes their life through nutrition and fitness coaching.
And parking for your establishment, is that an issue?
It is not, no. We've got 20 spots available, an easy in and out access, exit.
Is this your first gymnasium that you've owned?
It's not. No, we have one on Ponce, right next to the Ponce City Market in the Ford Factory. We're below the Ford Factory in Suite 10. So this is our newest location on Howell Mill Road.
So you're right there in the Kroger complex. Yeah, good.
Okay. How many years of experience do you have in this business as far as managing and running a gymnasium?
About a decade now. This is with Iron Tribe Fitness going on 2 years.
Okay. Motion?
Please.
That we send a favorable to the mayor's office?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Thank you, Mr. Davis. We will move a favorable recommendation to the mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Best of luck.
I'll return to item 6 on the agenda, which is the application of Placa LLC, doing business as Taverna Placa, Doyle Duke agent. This license requests to operate a restaurant with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 2196 Cheshire Bridge Road. This is a 2016 fade to renew on his additional facility. Item 6.
Scott Duke, 2832 Shady Valley, Atlanta, Georgia, 30324.
Have you moved recently? You look like you're not sure.
No.
No? Okay. All right, Mr. Duke, welcome. This is a 2016 failure to renew.
Yeah, my accountant.
Madam Chair, I have to ask.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Is Doyle Duke one and the same with Scott Duke?
Yes, that's me.
Okay, because it says Doyle Duke here. You introduced yourself as Scott Duke. I just want to make sure
it
wasn't your brother or somebody up here. Sorry.
All right, that's quite all right. Glad you picked that up. Thank you.
We have two liquor licenses in the same facility. My accountant didn't understand that, and she paid for one, but the other one has since been paid for. I have this stuff.
Colleagues, Investigator Miles, there doesn't seem to be a stamp on this application for the date.
Yes, it probably was stamped after he brought it into the office. Because what happened, he's initially renewed the license, but he had an additional facility that he failed to renew on time.
Oh, I see. So he has gone ahead and paid for that second.
Yes, ma'am. That was early on in the year. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And when did you pay for that second location? April this year. Were you serving alcohol prior to paying for this second application?
Not back there, really. It's more of a November, December, January type of a banquet room.
I'm sorry, say that again.
It's just a back room that's more of like a banquet type of a room.
Were you
busy
serving
in the
alcohol?
Holiday.
Were you serving alcohol from January 1 to April 5 when you paid for that application?
No, it's not used until around the holidays, usually, when people book it for office parties and stuff like this.
So you were still under the 2015 license?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you know when your yearly license is up?
I know it gets paid for in August, and it's up at the 31st, right? Or the 1st. Of January.
You pay yours in August?
Mm-hmm.
That's when you started your business?
No, it's from 2014. So basically I have two liquor licenses for the same location.
Okay.
And my accountant, who pays all the bills, didn't understand that. So when she saw one, she paid it and assumed that that was it, not understanding that we had to get the other one for the B, for the back room, for the banquet room.
All right. I'm still trying to understand the August.
Oh, I think that's when it gets paid, right? When it gets renewed?
You're asking me?
Yeah. I think it's renewed every August.
All right. Have you studied the city's ordinance?
Yes.
All right. I believe it states when.
It's from you. They send out the renewal in around August, and then it's still good till January 1st, I believe.
You believe?
Mm-hmm.
You're sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. So it sounds as if the license is from January 1 to December 31 of the same year.
Right.
So that each January 1, you must be paid.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Is that what we all understand? That's what I understand. Okay. Thank you. All right. Now, Mr. Duke, we have mandatory penalties for... Please forgive me. Thank you very much. We need a recommendation that indeed Mr. Duke failed to renew his license.
May I ask him a specific question? So do you agree that you failed to renew your license as required?
Yes.
Okay. And with that admission, I make a motion that the board finds Mr. Duke guilty of failing to renew his license as required.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? Mr. Duke, with that finding, we are under mandatory progressive penalties for due cause findings, and you are this particular location is not a by the drink. Is that correct?
You're.
Yes,
it is
by the drink. All right. So therefore, with respect to existing licenses, the mandatory penalty for your first violation is a minimum of 5 days to a maximum 100-day suspension and a $2,500 fine. Colleagues?
Yes, recommendation. That we send this application on to the mayor with the favorable, along with the mandatory fine of $2,500 and a 5-day suspension.
Thank
for
you.
The failure.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
A second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Mr. Duke, we will forward a favorable recommendation to the mayor with a minimum 5-day suspension and a $2,500 fine for the failure to renew. Thank you.
Moving to item 7, the application of J. Christopher's Buckhead, LLC, doing business as J. Christopher's, Ryan Skates, agent. This license requests to operate a restaurant with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 10 King Circle. This is a change of ownership, item 7.
Good evening. Thanks for being patient with me. I went to the wrong room, so I appreciate you guys circling back. It was scary in that big room all alone. My name is Ryan Skates. I'm a resident of 72 Peachtree Hills Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia, 30305 in Fulton County. And as Detective Miles said, I'm here for a license to serve alcohol at the new J. Christopher's Buckhead restaurant, which we will be building just down the road from my residence at 10 King Circle, which is in the Peachtree Hills neighborhood in Fulton County.
Welcome, Mr. Skates. Is J. Christopher's, is that the one that used to be on Peachtree Street about 26th or 27th Street somewhere?
Well, we've had a few. I've only been working for this company for about 4 years. The company's been around for over 20 years.
Yeah.
We've had over 30 locations in that time. So that very well could be. But we're a breakfast restaurant. We're open from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we're applying for this license basically so we can serve champagne, mimosas, and Bloody Marys and things like that for people to enjoy the breakfast.
Oh, well. You know, yes. I'm sorry. And fire, health, and building letters are pending?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Thank you. And Mr. Skates appeared before NPUB, as in baby, and met with their approval. And Mr. Skates, have you reviewed and understood the city's ordinance?
Yes, ma'am.
What chapter did you review?
10.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, any questions for Mr. Skates?
I'm just glad that he's not afraid of the dark.
Intimidating in that room.
tell me how you're a good neighbor.
Well, I just happened to purchase a house in this neighborhood a few years ago, and we were looking for a new location for a J. Christopher's restaurant. This space became available. It used to be Paul's restaurant. I don't know if you remember Panos and Paul's from a long time ago. They split up, and Paul opened this restaurant. Paul moved out of the neighborhood. It became available, and that's how we came to be in this space.
You seem to have some extensive experience running restaurants.
Personally, I'm an attorney. I'm a real estate attorney for an investment holdings company that owns these buildings. Our manager that will be on site is a fellow named Barry Lennon. He has over 25 years' experience in restaurants, running restaurants that have served alcohol before. As a company, we have experience training employees on how to identify valid forms of identification. We plan to be very strict on identification for all patrons who order alcohol, and we're confident in our ability to be a good steward of an alcohol license.
Deal. Any other questions?
Recommendation?
Yes. I'd like to send a favorable recommendation to the mayor's office.
I'll second it.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? Mr. Skates, we will forward a favorable recommendation
to
the
mayor. Thank you very much.
Don't get lost now on your way to the restaurant.
Madam Chair and members of the board, if there's no additional information to bring before tonight's agenda, this concludes the July 12, 2016 meeting of the License Review Board.
Thank you. Hearing is adjourned.